Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Gower, and with me today we got
Kyle McIntyre.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What does this look like I'm drinking, do you?
Yeah.
It's like
this the chum bucket.
Milky white, yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Got some Fresca, you know?
Yeah, Fresca's all right. Did you put any fucking, a little bit of splash vodka in there? Or are you just doing...
No.
Oh, you're just doing...
No.
All right.
Might have to fire up the generator night with this shit, so...
Oh. Well, no, I'm just, storms just are coming in.
It's like, if power went out, I just fucking go to sleep. Like, all right. Good night, cruel world.
You're just like, all right, time to hibernate. Bye.
Yeah, like, well, there's nothing left for me in this world. Just go to sleep, like, wake up.
You just fall down, face down onto the bed.
They're like what bees do. Have you ever seen that where they shut off the light in a room? The bees just fall to the ground. They'll be flying around like in this like clear box, like this huge, like bigger than like a telephone booth, like bigger than that. And they turn the lights off and they just all hit the ground. They're That's me. Powers goes out. I'm just like.
Like, time to sleep. Bye.
Bye now. Just hit the fucking ground.
Bye, boys.
So, yeah. I don't know. We're goofing, you know? Yeah. Goofing around with the... I got a storm hitting me here, so...
Mm-hmm.
I think we might be through it, close to the end of it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So, if power goes out, you know, episode's going to be 5 minutes, so... That's it.
That's
folks.
All you're getting. Sorry.
There you go. But Kyle, I mean, it's been a little bit longer since we last recorded.
It's been like 10 days.
What's groving? What are you doing?
God damn.
Nothing really at all.
Yeah.
Jack shit. Nothing. Actually.
gangsta shit. Been recording, just like making, you know.
Yeah.
Made a song the other day. Was it after work or something?
Yeah, yeah. You got a couple new Johns. Fucking.
Yeah.
Cooking.
I made one the other day after work, and then I made another one today.
Oh.
Just the one that I sent you the other day. I kind of organized it into, you know, actually. Set it up into like a song. The one I did today, I just have the parts recorded that I liked, and they're just in sequence. They're not like organized.
Can I add those to the beginning and ending of the episode?
Yeah.
Like, you know, just we'll do partial parts of it because I'm sure you're writing. But I'm like, I thought
that's fine.
Like,
no, you can play the whole thing, whatever. I don't care. If you want to be bored to death listening to just something without vocals.
We'll just do maybe a 30-second fade-in clip or whatever.
I'm
like,
yeah,
I think it sounded pretty cool. So I'm like, oh, you're... Yeah, I think you're getting the hang of your plugins, especially, and like how to write and use them for recording and writing process. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
These are.
And to not overdo it, it's really easy to like add 8 things on something. It's like.
And I'm like, oh, dude, this sounds like
4 tracks.
You know, kind of like ready to, you know, release. Like if a band, if you were in a band and you released that, like as like your demo to play gigs, I'm like, that's good. That's fucking. It's better than shit we did when we were doing that as a beginning band.
Yeah,
we were talking about like, oh, that could easily be a plane thing. We could write that remotely and then get that going.
Yeah, so I need to write some lyrics for him, but you know, one of them's like a double time. Has like it like trades off between double time and regular time.
Uh-huh.
But it's fun. It was fun just doing that and for one song I did with, so the first one, which is that double time song, I'm calling it, at least the working title, is Upper Decker, you know? So you remember it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I used the Fabernita, the fake Cabernita I got.
Yeah. And that one came out really cool. I remember.
Don't have a plate for the back.
But I remember it needing a lot of work to get going. But once it got going, it was going.
Yeah. I still need to think of a string tree.
Oh, really? Like, anything pops out?
They don't pop out. I just think that it reverberates a lot. Like when I'm playing like some of these, at least you'll hear it in the song, in Upper Decker.
Yeah.
There's like some no, like there's like a background noise over the, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe I would be the only one to hear it.
Well, you could either stuff like, you know, paper towels or toilet paper up there. But there was no. I mean, you could.
That's up where?
Sorry, in the string, up your ass. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, instructions unclear. How sorry, far so up my ass?
I was looking for this little thing here before I said it. But so on the headstock where the strings are the longest or whatever, if you're hearing these like sympathetic notes or whatever, going, you could, you know, just stuff toilet paper or, you know, paper towel or something like up there, or you can tape that. Let's just put tape across and it'll stop the vibration. Or this is what I saw from Fluff. I bought it because I'm like, oh, he explained it so well, and it was like $5 or something like that, or really cheap. If you can see, it's called a Jimmy clip.
Where's that go?
Just
on your Jimmy
across the string.
That's pretty
so
cool.
You just put that on there. It looks nicer. So even if you played a show with that, but if you're recording, you're not. You just put that across the strings on the headstock.
Yeah. This guitar is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It has, I don't know. I guess when I got the Filtertron style or whatever these are. Yeah,
from Brandon Wound pickups, right?
Was it?
Brandon Wound pickups.
Yeah. I got them because I wanted them to look different than my other pickups.
Mm-hmm.
And because I didn't have that, you know, I didn't realize how different they actually sound.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I mean, they're basically like humbuckers, right? But
really low output. Yeah.
I don't know. I still don't know why they're different. You know?
I think they're low output. It's like 5K.
Yeah. Okay.
So for, you know, more detailed, less, I don't know. No, I'm just going to talk out my ass and people are like, you're wrong. Yeah, I always like low output because I feel like you get more, I don't know, bang for your buck there. Like you can hear a lot more. And even if you stack a bunch of distortion on it, it's still pretty clear.
Damn, this guitar is so nice.
Yeah.
It feels great to play too. It's like so fucking smooth on the back. Most of my guitars don't have
super high gloss.
This shiny of a finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's and then a great looking guitar.
Got the steel frets too.
Yeah, this has the stainless.
Yeah, stainless steel frets where it's like, oh, when you realize I'm like, oh, you know, these are smooth. Smooth, baby.
Yeah.
And then people are like, well, I need to feel the grit and the guitar fighting against me. Okay, chill out, Jeff.
Yeah.
Chill out.
I need to know I'm still in command of this and
fuck
up everything.
I'm like, no, it's like kind of nice just to have like, oh, what about something that has like zero resistance or less resistance and it's just like meant to be
built
played
for speed, baby.
Yeah,
high speed, low drag, baby.
Low drag. I always remember just saying that for my dog when he would like he would tuck his ears back and he would start running. He's super slow, a dachshund. I'm like, high speed, low drag. That's when he's like high speed mode.
Yeah, he's not fast at all.
He's like,
this is gonna shave off some
he's
time.
Going after a tennis ball. He's like, high speed, low drag. I gotta get this. That's all mine.
So the second song I did, I used this guy, the mint, I guess.
That's your super strat.
Yeah, the mint super strat.
Oh damn. Okay, it's been a while. Shit, not to like put you on blast. What pickups are those?
These are also Brandon Wound. Hey. They're his take on super distortions.
Yeah. No. Well, that's all.
They look really cool because there's like no holes on them. Mm-hmm. They're just flat.
Yeah.
I was and like, could you make them without any? He's like, yep, I could do that. I'm like, I just want chrome only.
He's like, say less.
Yeah. Because I did chrome, you know, plates that I found on just randomly.
Yeah.
It's like some stuff I bought, like, I hope this fits. And it's like, all right, it does.
You're like, cha-ching, like hope this fits.
chrome rings, just nondescript, like witch's hat style knobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that was clear. The one with the super trim, right?
Yeah, this has the Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, yeah.
Yeah, this has a Blade Runner on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the rocket ship, the Switch,
Sonic.
Sonic, yeah.
Shadow. Yeah.
Damn, this thing's pretty sweet.
Very cool.
And so I probably should get new strings on it. And I definitely need to get new tuners. These are just like a no-name. I don't even know these lockers.
Uh-huh.
But it came with the neck.
Oh, really? Like, did they not do the job or?
No, they're just, they feel, no, they stay, I guess, in tune, but probably should get a, I don't know.
A Fender Shaler set?
Yeah. They're, when you loosen here, these just get like really wobbly. The actual, it just doesn't feel, the quality doesn't feel that great. But I remember, I actually don't remember the price I paid for this neck, but I found it locally.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised. And it came with the tuners.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's a Warmoth. It's like a Warmoth neck. So
yeah, no, that, those.
I know this is Fender Corona
because
I was stupid and I bought it. And,
stole Valor. Yeah.
Yeah. Stolen Valor. No one sees it. it's a custom shop. No, this thing's sick.
Yeah.
This thing's great.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those guitars are excellent. And
yeah, those are
my own horn.
Some of your, I think, best like parts caster work on those two. And then the Tele.
Which the blue one?
Yeah, the blue one. If you had to pick like three guitars I would like to steal from you, is those three.
Just the blue Tele? Just the Mexican one?
Well, that one's good. And then the, you know, your Fabernita and that Super Strat. Those three.
Yeah.
Primo.
They're pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I think
you're like nice.
A little bit of,
that'd be,
yeah,
a good
sweet.
Haul if you
a little bit
them.
Of work, my fake Tom DeLonge one would probably be pretty sweet too.
What do you think about that new Tom DeLonge signature that came out?
Oh, we're a news podcast now?
Well, I mean, okay.
Get real.
Why can't I think of the
That's
name?
That's cool.
What the hell is it called? It's the...
Starcaster.
Starcaster. Now, I think, and I, you know, I've hit you with this. I think that's more of a B-Gow signature because I fucking came up with that idea.
Well, you never did it.
Way before. Yeah, because Fender wouldn't fucking answer my calls. They left me on red.
They wouldn't get me a signature. It's like, sure, they wanted to take my money. They wouldn't put my name on it.
Like, yeah, what do you think about this, pal?
Like, that's a good idea. $5,000, please.
Yeah. This is a pretty cool idea. What do you think about this?
I like the Starcaster shape. I mean, I've seen them. Like, right. The Chinese-made bass, though, is still like a grand.
Yeah.
Why?
And
I guess it's set hollow or whatever.
Yeah, that takes more work, I would assume.
Yeah, but there's cheaper semi-hollow bodies.
Yeah.
From other brands. You're like, okay, that's $400.
And
why can't they make...
Yeah, the Tom DeLonge one is $1,200, and it's made in Indonesia, which is... Okay. But I'm like... I kind of want to get one.
Yeah, dude, you got a credit card. Just fucking charge it. In fact, do it twice.
I think the old man needs one. You know what I'm saying? Get one. And then while I'm at it, just get one of the Strats, too. The graffiti yellow. Hello.
Yeah.
And what am I going to do?
That's weird. They just reissued that, and then now he has a new guitar, too.
Well, yeah,
because
he's fucking popping. And everybody's just like, oh, yeah. Like, I kind of think Fender was like, oh, we're going to not be able to fucking keep these, like, Strats in production. Oh, my God. Boom, boom. Like, and they produce so many. And then, like, I've seen them on Reverb, like, $750. I'm like, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, new, they're $1,200 or, you know, I'm like, sorry to the poor bastards who bought these new, but I'm like, I think I'm going to scoop one up for $750, baby.
That'd be pretty cool. You should, but then we're in that territory of like, you're never going to play that live, right?
Never. Ever. That's just...
You might record with it, you know? Mm-hmm. You might...
Yeah. It's kind of more like somebody who buys a jersey.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, you'll never wear that on the...
You're not going to play. Yeah, you're
gridiron,
play.
Huh?
You just
put it on the wall or whatever. And then you know, people do a lot of dumb shit. Like, to me,
there's
I'm like
an Ernie Ball.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're looking for, you know, maybe a Ernie Ball base to burn some scratch on.
Yeah.
But there's a black on black on maple neck here. Four string, $1,600. Not bad.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, still.
I know. I'm just like thinking, kind of thinking with, you know, because, you know, Tom DeLonge one, it's on Sweetwater. My Sweetwater is at zero. It's all paid off. It's been paid off for like, you know, since the beginning of the year. I'm like, oh no, that could be bad for my credit if they close that account. I should put some fucking money on there. Tom DeLonge.
Yeah.
Starcaster. Boom. Got him.
Damn. You should just do it, dude. Everyone will love you. Everyone think you're way cooler than you actually are.
Everybody's like, oh shit. Big out, big out. They just start fucking carrying me on their shoulders. Just
carrying you, yeah. Fucking crowd serving. No matter where you are, show up. Just oh shit, matter. Is that big out?
Fucking at Chipotle, big out.
Yeah, they carry you to the front of the line.
Oh, I go to the cat, you know, somebody's making my burrito. I'm like, I don't know if you saw this. Here's a picture of me holding my Starcaster Tom DeLonge signature. Oh, shit. That makes no sense. Oh, yeah.
Oh, pretty sweet, though.
When yeah.
You're a rock star carrying that thing.
Yeah. It's a really cool idea for a guitar. I'm sure you'd get it, and you're like, all right, cool. And I would just put it on a guitar hanger. Nice.
Yeah. Oh,
let's get back to fucking Mario.
But you have more expensive guitars that you also hang up.
Yeah. That I don't play as much as I should or could or would.
Yeah, you should, dude. I'm not even a guitarist, and I'm fucking rock those recordings.
Dude, I'm fucking just like, I'm drowning. You're drowning in guitars.
I pick up this axe, and I play my soul through these fucking strings, dude.
Yeah.
No.
You get a fucking plate of chicken tendies, and then you just hit the studio, and you're like, this is where I become alive. It gives me life to play.
Yeah. Damn. Only if I could.
You just go. I'm in the studio. I'm cooking.
Would you quiet down out there? Someone's running their mower like it's going to interfere. Shut up. I'm fucking recording. I'm big time, baby.
Let me cook. No, that's good. It's good stuff.
So, yeah. So, I guess part of what's new is still, we're still there. Two songs, just ideas, put them down.
Yeah.
Throw them to you guys just to see if they're good or not. And they are, obviously.
Mm-hmm. A crowd comes into your room. They start lifting you on the shoulders. K-Mac.
Oh. They just carry me out.
And you're done. The podcast is over. Like, where did I don't know where he went.
I guess in other news. Yeah, I know. Today I changed out a light out in the back of my house, like just like a spotlight. So,
yeah. Like, so I got a sandwich today. And it was, it was okay.
It's all right.
I kind of forgot where I got it from, but you know.
No, yeah. I didn't get the fries. No.
Good. Before you ask, sorry.
Hold on. No, I didn't get the fries.
Like you're on Joe Rogan. Oh, Joe, before you ask, I did not get the fries, okay?
That's good. You're practicing your conversation skills. Wait, Joe, you know what? I'll let you know something about
you
me.
You can get a sandwich without getting the fries? He's like, oh, okay. He's like, whoa, okay.
Whoa, so like, is that a normal thing for you? Oh, yeah, all the time. Wow, I didn't know you could do that.
He stonewalls you like he did with Shane. So what do you mean by that?
Oh.
Who?
Damn. Anyways, not really that exciting. That's why, you know. I watched a show, I guess.
Yeah.
This is even more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
started and finished. So, you know, pat on the back.
Yeah.
The Fallout series.
I did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Accomplished something in my life, uh-huh. finally. It's a good show.
Yeah.
A lot of people who are like, you know, diehard. Like, it ruined the canon. And I'm like, yeah. Even their own games do that. So
yeah,
people get in the, you know, it rewrote some of the canon with the, you know, storyline. I'm like, yeah, it happens. Like, yeah. Oh, okay. It was still a fucking great.
It's like, yeah. And also it's like a thing too. It's like, this was a video game that had to be like over 50 hours. They condensed this to a 12-hour series.
And not just one video game. It's multiples.
Three. Yeah.
There's more. You know, Fallout 4 is not the last. I mean, they did, was it Fallout 76, Fallout New Vegas, yeah. Fallout 3, and they had three other games before that, I think. The Wastelands, and then 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So, it's like, and then there's another one. There's, yeah, but anyways, those ones aren't really that easy to play. Like, you look at it, like, it's the same kind of thing where you look at GTA 1 and 2, and you're like, ooh. I'm good.
Yeah, now let's start with 3.
I'll start on 3.
If we're going to do anything, yeah.
Or I'll start with New Vegas, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but, no, I heard those are pretty good. I think Train mentioned it, and a couple other coworkers who were not into video games at all. They're just like, oh, I'm going to watch a new hotness show or whatever. They're like, oh, it's great, explaining it. I'm like, okay, cool. Do you ever play the games? Like, no. But, you know, that's cool that you're on a show that you liked. And then they're like, like gonna sock me in the mouth. But I'm like, it happens. I'm like, for me, I'm like, an example is Nier Automata, the action RPG from Square, has a game, and it's, you know,
Square Enix or whatever.
Yeah, I believe so. And I played it, yeah. And it's great. And then they came out with an anime, you know, adaptation of the story, and people are like, it's different than the fucking game. I'm like, yeah, because it's a game that you're playing, and then they need to make a story for 12 episodes that makes sense if they can try and sell a second season. So some things they took liberty on. I'm like, oh, that didn't happen in the game. I'm like, no shit. The game is different than the fucking anime. Like,
yeah,
you understand that because the creators want to make money, right?
They have to have a new storyline, mm-hmm. you know?
And they can kind of follow be the same somewhat, thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You can follow some things or events or whatever, yeah. But, like, it'd be like playing the game. They want something new.
Yeah.
They wanted, like, with Fallout, they wanted its own standalone story.
Yeah.
If you did the storyline from Fallout 4, you'd be like, this is stupid. Why didn't they just not make it? I have the game already. Mm-hmm. Like you have the same people complaining about something different.
Yeah, but even the fact that they're taking cues from video games, so there's different sets of writers and stories already out there that they're like creating, you know, media on, as opposed to like the same tired old bullshit. It's like, let's do another Marvel movie. Like, okay.
Oh, let's do a Roadhouse. Let's make a Roadhouse movie, but this time, since we can't get Patrick Swayze, let's get Jake Gyllenhaal. That makes sense, right?
I heard it was all right, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's like three stars on Prime, and that usually means it's shit.
Yeah.
If it's like 4 stars, it means it's all right. 4.5 stars means it's fucking like almost tits.
It's tits. Yeah.
I gotta use it again.
Someone is tits. That's just the dumbest way.
God damn it, I gotta use it.
Yes.
Hot damn. Yeah. Oh, is it getting 5 stars on that platform? Pretty tough.
Okay.
Was it Fifth Element has 5 stars.
All right. What's the boys? 5 stars.
Probably 5. Right, 4.5. I don't know. Probably look it up. But anyways. What were we talking about? I don't know.
TV shows?
Yeah, so that show was fucking sick, and I started playing
Fallout again, right?
Fallout again, yeah, which is pretty sweet. I didn't start a new storyline. I think I gotta update. I'll update it and then drop all the mods on there because I'm still running the mods that I'm like fucking invincible.
Is it that every game that you ever bought, like on Xbox One and 360, you can just get again on your PC? Or most games?
Yeah, you can buy them again.
Oh, they don't just like, hey, you own this.
No, who do you think makes my computer and Xbox?
Microsoft.
Fucking Bill Gates, that fucking greedy whore.
Yeah. Microsoft, more like
yeah,
my dick. But
micro penis, you know what I'm saying?
Your dick is small.
Same thing.
It's small, and it's always soft.
Why'd they name it Microsoft?
You come soft, and you have a tiny dick. Yes.
Yeah, you're just always soft and always small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about Macro Hard, you know what I'm saying?
That's your new company. All right.
Is macro, is that even smaller? I think it might even be smaller.
I thought macro was bigger.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Anyways, that's my what's new. Just fucking making some killer fucking music, you know?
Watching TV.
Like normal.
And playing
fucking games. Watching TV, beating my dick.
Yeah.
Sorry. No. Beating my meat. Boom.
Sucking my dick. Yeah. Sucking my dick.
Anyways, what's new with you, Brian? What you got?
I played a show last night. Played The Holding Company with Guttermouth and a bunch of other bozo bands.
Nice.
They fucking five bands, local bands, open up for Guttermouth.
I'm like, Jesus.
So a six band bill? I'm like, okay, Guttermouth sells out that club every time they play. I'm like, did you think that they wouldn't this time?
Yeah.
Oh, we need more locals. We need five openers. Five openers for this fucking show. But it, I think, kind of ended up working out because, like, one band didn't show up.
Damn.
For whatever
reason.
Just
didn't show up?
Just did not show up. So
it
ended
up being that?
A lot of people. I'm sick. I'm not going to play the show. Okay. Well, not going to. Okay. That sounds like a pull up your bootstraps kind of deal. But yeah. Anyways, who knows? It ended up being just four openers and then Guttermouth. I'm like, okay, this is how it should have been. And it was good. It's like Guttermouth. They played 30 minutes and done. I'm like, you're the headliner. I thought you could do at least 45. You know, maybe an hour. No. They did 30. I think the singer was Blotto. Like, and he was done. He did 30 minutes because I was grabbing my bass, and there's like not really a backstage area. Grabbing my bass from that area, and then I saw him like walking out to the stage area and just chugging a bottle of red wine. And he finished that bottle of red wine the first song. I'm like, oh no, this guy. He's notorious for just getting fucked up.
Damn.
And I'm like, bro, you're 61 years old. You can't be slinging chicken at your age. But he's just getting fucked up. And I'm like, and I could hear in his voice, it was just getting more, you know, haggard.
Monotone.
Yeah.
Not and hitting then, notes.
And then they just played. And like they didn't even play like their...
He was turning into Andrew W.K.
Yeah.
as it goes on.
Exactly. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Party. Yeah. That is the one song they have. How do they play 30 minutes?
And then they finished, and then they actually just said, hey, we're done. So there's no encore, by the way. Just we're done. And then they shut everything off. I'm like, because you thought like, oh, they're going to play their one hit. Like the one that I'm like, from Covered in Ants, as like she likes the boys in the band. She's like covered with the you know, I thought they would like she's got that look. I think that's what it's called. And I'm like, oh, they didn't play that one. Okay, and people are satisfied. Like, oh yeah. I'm like, you saw 30 minutes and they didn't even do like their hits. So I think the singer was like, fuck it done, I'm done. So they did their obligated 30 minutes.
And maybe they're going to break up after that.
No, I guess I've heard stories of them like where the singer like at Soda Bar. I think we had a drummer who went to a show and talking about how cool the Good Amount show was. It's like the singer was so drunk that he grabbed somebody's like, oh, he grabbed somebody who's in the front row's like beer glass and threw open it. I'm like, damn. That's not cool. That sucks. But either way, about like our performance. So whatever, Good Amount was done. I'm like, okay, cool. It's 12 o'clock. We're done. I thought this was going to go on till like 1 or 1:30. So let's pack up. Let's get out of here. So we got there like a bit after like 5:30. So doors were at 7. And then they were like the, you know, we opened. So we were the first band. So we got all our shit in there. But they were like, oh, they didn't want us to load anything on stage and get ready. Because they're like, in case Guttermouth wants to do a sound check. Spoiler alert. They did not get there in time and did not want to do a sound check. So we got all our stuff in there and it's like, okay, we're going to do a line check at 7 o'clock. I'm like, okay, fine. It says it might be 7:15 depending on things. I'm like, okay, well, okay, we'll come back. Here's our stuff. We'll be back. And then, so the guys were like, okay, let's get some food real quick. And then another spoiler alert that was not real quick. So we got pizza port. It felt like it took like 8 days to make like a pizza that was like the size of a quarter, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
But it was like, okay, we're waiting. And all of us were like, okay, okay. And then some other of like Brian's friends and shit like that showed up and said, oh, we're going to hang out, drink beer and get some pizza before the show. And I'm like, and then we're like, okay, I mean, it's cool talking, but it's like all of us are looking at our phones and watches. And I'm like, okay. We got to go. So we got to go set up. And it's like, okay. And I'm like, they're like, you know that, I mean, they knew that we paid money to get pizza, right? Like, they took our money to get pizza, right? And then finally they got their pizza. And then Brian and Adam, they're like, all right, let's
wolf it down.
Let's just eat this real quick. It was like hot as hell. It's like, this is the hottest pizza in the fucking world. And they're like, trying to like take a bite, like, oh,
I'm sorry.
Just burning cheese. They're like,
God, we've all been there.
Yeah, where you're like,
that doesn't look too bad.
Fire coming out of their mouth. Well, it was just like Pizza Port jammed us up. I'm like, God damn it.
God.
It's like, okay. And it's like, how does it take that long to make like a cheese pizza? Like, there's not even meat on it they need to cook. It's just cheese. Let's go. So anyways. And it was funny because it was what they wanted to say. Oh, let's get something to eat and then before we go. And they just inhaled that thing and burned themselves, just not enjoying it. And it's like, okay, now we got to run to the back to the venue.
And then we make it in time or what?
Yeah, oh yeah, totally.
It's probably fun.
But the guys didn't get this vibe, but I totally did. So I just got the vibe that the whole staff was just like done with our shit before we even got there. Like, maybe they were pissed because there's like, cool, 6 fucking band night. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, the sound guy, the fucking bar staff we'll get to. And then, anyway, so before we got there, it's like, hey, we're the first band. Just let you know, heads up. We all have one monitor mix, so we don't need wedges. It's all just one, and we all do in-ears. We'll take care of it if you can give us one, and then that way you don't have to do 3 separate mixes. Okay. So, and then we got our shit there and then we started loading. So maybe because like he thought we were like, hey, you're late and you're holding everything up. I'm like, well, you told us to be ready by 7.
Yeah.
It's 6:45. I don't know what the fuck you wanted. I mean, Guttermouth didn't show up. It's not our fucking problem. Like, okay, we got here at 5:30 and checked in. And anyways, so the guy was just like, it was short. Very short with like me, I felt like. And then I'm like, okay, we got this going. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, hey, I have a DI pedal. Super easy. We don't even need this amp. It's just for your stage volume. I can turn it up or down as you need to. Okay. Fine. And then I'm like, I got to the point where it's like Brian's setting up his stuff. And then I talked to him like, oh, hey, we just need that one monitor feed. Our in-ear like board is right here. He's like, yeah, there's a cable back there.
Cool. So you just threw it there and
okay. And he's like, it's yeah, and all he said, yeah, it's back there. I'm like, okay. And when I finally get back there, I'm like, oh, you mean one of the 16 fucking unmarked XLRs?
Doi. Yeah. I didn't fucking know. How you know, dumb of me not to know which one right from the fucking jump. And so I get back there, I'm digging, and the monitor one was the only one with red tape on it. All of them were black. And so I'm like,
okay, dark.
You could have just fucking said, hey, it's the one with the red tape on it.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. I'm like, okay, yeah. Am I just like reading into this? Whatever. And we got it going and it was fine. But it was just like, what the, just say, hey, oh, it's the one with the red tape on it. Like a shitload of red tape. And then maybe that's me just knowing context clues. And I played enough RPGs to know, like, hey, that one stands out. But it's also, it's not marked at all.
Yeah, there wasn't a glowing arrow above it, so it's hard to tell which
ding,
one.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding.
Like a Sims diamond green hey, push, emerald above it.
Push
floating.
A to interact. I'm like, okay, just, like, can you use more words? Like, does it cost you more to say more words?
Yeah.
You fucking piece of shit. Anyway, so, okay. Just say it. Okay. Anyway, so then we're going, and then I go, and I'm like, as is kind of customary or whatever. Customary is the word. Oh, anyways, you're used to doing it. It's like going to the bartender, and it's like, hey, do you have drink tickets for the bands, or is there a bar tab? And then the bartender says, I don't have any drinks for you, man. I don't have any free drinks for you, man. I'm like, okay. Okay, and so I bought a fucking expensive seltzer. I'm like, okay, I guess we just don't get a tab. And then later on, I found out that Jake, the promoter, had the drink tickets. Like, what the fuck? You could have just fucking said that. It's like, oh, hey. Like, oh, no, the Jake, the promoter, you square up with him. Except you just, I don't have any free drinks with you, man. I'm like, what the fuck? Am I the asshole here? And I'm just like, what the fuck? Is it just a fuck? Was yesterday a fucking dickhead time at the holding company? This is our special day. It's wacky day. No, it's fucking be a dickhead time. It's like, I'm like, God damn it. Okay. Is that egregious? Am I just in my own head?
No, I think,
it's like, do people not know how to talk to each other anymore or communicate? Just say things in a different way. Or am I just really good at communicating customer service?
I'm just really good at communicating.
Well, you could have just said, oh, no, I don't have that, but Jake, the promoter, has it.
Yeah.
It's the red cable. So I say, it's back there. Cool. Now I have a game to play. I got to find this fucking cable in this fucking spaghetti so mess. Like, I thought I made your job fucking easier because you have one. Anyways, I'll fucking punch you in the belly.
The prick.
It's like, okay, I guess we're assholes because we're opening. we're the bozos here. Anyways, just in my own, you know, in my own head for this one. But you know, either way, we played. It was a good show. You know, we did the, you know. We delivered, did the damn thing, you know, just fucking crushed it, you know, because that's the job, you know.
Oh, that's what you gotta do, bro.
That's what we do. But I mean, I'm like fucking
crushed
sore,
like always,
jumping around. I'm like, man, I'm an old man, just like doing my jumps and stuff like that, where it's like you jump and you kick up your legs, looks like you're jumping higher than you actually are. Doing that, and then I do the fucking kick thing where I'm like, oh, yeah. Like we had a photographer there, and then she's like, oh, if you cannot just stand by the mic, I'm like, no, I'm all over the place. And she's like, oh shit, you're like Jackie Gleason on stage. Surprisingly light on your phone.
Jackie Gleason.
she gets a dig in. She's like, hey, big man. I'm like, okay, I don't like that.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah, but no, it was good. It was fun. And then one thing as far as like, consumerism and stuff like that, I bought, not one, but two new backpacks.
Yeah, let's see them.
And one of them I bought for the purpose of gigging. And I do like, you know, camera shit, video, whatever, photos, because I might do more mobile shit for the Off the Rails podcast and even train some of those comedy sets. So this is from Peak Design. So this is a 30 liter backpack.
You should check to make sure that it can hold 30 liters.
So I'd dump a couple sodas.
Of milk.
Yeah. So it has like so many zippers and compartments that keep all your shit organized.
What is that? Is that your Prep H right there? What's that?
This is actually something that Adam got me. So some Triton Audio Phantom Blocker. So there are some mixers or whatever that will still send phantom power to devices and such as like pedals and shit like that. And this will block that. So I won't have phantom power that would damage. Not that it could or would, but I don't know. It's just like, please don't fuck up my dark glass. The thing costs $400. So you put that
on
there.
It just sounds scary too, phantom.
Yeah. And then, you know, he's got your pens and you get your gaff tape, all that stuff there. And then that's in like a front little tiny pocket there. And I'll see if I can do this without everything spilling out. But it actually opens up. So let's see if I can show the camera. So it opens up like this.
Nice.
And then I got all my stuff here. So I got my pedal board in here. And then I got my microphone. I got my, all my cables behind. And I got so much more room than my previous backpack.
Oh, man. I used to have a backpack that did that. Uh-huh. That went all the way down. Yeah. And if you didn't run the zipper basically all the way around,
it would just open.
If you left it at the top.
Yeah.
Right? And I had like 8 books in there. It would just, oh, man.
Okay. This is my first one for this. So hopefully
always go all the way or at least over the top.
Yeah. And there's just so much more zipper. Like there's zippers on the side here. So I got like cables and chargers and stuff like that. It's like, oh, what if I need to charge my phone at the gig? I have different batteries and shit for pedals here.
Yeah.
And I got my in-ears. I'm like, what a fucking...
Yeah, it looks nice.
Keys just fell over. But yeah, it's a really nice backpack. It was not cheap, but it wasn't like crazy expensive. And it just looks sleek, easy, just like it's a black backpack. And yeah. It's kind of cool because it's got a place where on the back so where you can store the straps and you can carry it just more like a tote.
Nice.
And to me, I'm like, what a... It was something I'm like, I've been debating on getting a new backpack for a while now. Johnny got me a backpack, which I used for a long time, probably 5 years or 4 years or so. And then the zipper just broke on it, and I'm like, okay, maybe this is, you know, time to get something else. And because I have kind of moved on from bringing, like, we used to bring like SKB, like hard shell cases for all our, gear and mics and cables and stuff like that. Because I used to kind of bring them for both of us. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm now carrying my own shit. Everybody's kind of on their own for their gear in just case, which is fine. It's good. So I'm like, okay, well, I can condense that more to have a backpack.
And, yeah.
You know, getting something that was like...
It's uber friendly.
Yes. And I can keep my pedal board in here, all my cables, all my mics and shit like that. I'm like, and then enough space that I can put my hoodie in there. And then this company, Peak Design, they also... I'm not going to take it off, but it's... Or show it, but it's like... They make, like, you know, different straps and stuff like that. So, like, there's little, like, buttons that you can attach to your camera. So they, like, instead of, like, having to, like, tie on a strap or whatever, you just click it on and off. I'm like, what a quick and easy design. And so I think that was their first kind of idea, and then they started getting into other shit. And, yeah. So, really, I guess I got to give a shout-out to boy RJ Smith for... recommending this backpack, because I was like debating.
That guy's always got his ear to the ground with shit.
Yeah, I was like,
hey, did you check out those free plugins or something? I'm like, no, but I'm heading over there right now.
Yeah, so because I was like debating, we were talking about like getting new backpack for myself because he was looking for one, and I'm like, oh, I was thinking about getting the Peter McKinnon signature backpack for, you know, because I'm a Peter McKinnon video camera guy on YouTube. I'm a fan of his. I like his channel. He's a what's up, everybody. Even though he's a Canon guy, not Sony. He has a signature backpack and storage and all that stuff like that. All those options with a different company, Nomadic, I think. And I was like, oh, I should just get this. And he was like, and RJ was like, you're kind of paying for the name. And then he's like, do you want Peter McKinnon logos all over your shit? I'm like, that's like playing a signature guitar on stage. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, didn't think about that. And then as soon as you said that, I'm like, Hachi machi. Tough look. So,
well, yeah, okay. I'm sure you would be a Canon guy if Canon made something like the PlayStation, mm-hmm. but they don't.
Yeah.
So they suck.
I kind of just found the Sony A7, or not A7, sorry. A6400. It's the easiest one for like kind of vlogging and kind of this YouTube stuff. And a good price point, but I think if I don't know, would have saw a different video, I would have done the Canon route. But anyway, so RJ kind of told me about this one. It's like, oh, and then you can buy like little like cubby pouches things or whatever that you can lock inside.
Little organizers.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. So if I wanted to get those for camera shit, he's like, yeah, just put those in there, dump all your music shit out, and that's it. Cool. I'm like, all right, cool. And it worked out for the show so well. I put everything in there. And so there's sometimes like you play a show, I'm like, I just got to get off stage. I can't organize these cables and stack them in the perfect way that I had to on my old backpack to fit. It had to be the right way or I couldn't zip it. Hence probably why the zipper broke.
The zipper fucked. Yeah.
So this way I'm like, okay, I can just like shove everything in there and then just zip it up real quick and then get off stage and I can organize it and wrap my cables. And I have, you know, anyways, I was, you know, kind of like, oh, maiden voyage for this deal. I'm like, it's awesome. I love the way it looks. It's super useful. And it's going to be like, I don't know, a great part of like my kit for gigs or, you know, camera gigs. Because I noticed that my old backpack filled up fucking quick. And now I'm like, oh, cool. Now I'm carrying 3 bags to go film train at some bar. And then I did get
some shitty bar that doesn't even want you there.
So here's another backpack, another black one. This is to be my everyday carry, everyday bozo backpack. Stuff that I'm like, I can just bring
this. Who makes it, Brian?
Nutsack. So this is a wax canvas backpack with full grain leather accoutrement. And I love the way it looks. I know Kyle hates the way it looks. And it's not super crazy. It's not tactical. It's not as many pockets and carrying as the other one. Did I need to get this one? No. Did I want to get this? Yes.
It's also just a name that's so stupid.
Well, it doesn't have it printed anywhere except on
the inside.
Thank
God. Oh, yeah, it's right there.
But yeah, so
Nutsack.
It's an acorn. But anyways, I like the way it smells too. This has a little
smell
leather.
That nutsack.
Yeah, smell that nutsack.
Put on that fucking chin of yours.
So it's like just has this strap, and then you go inside the deal here. This joint.
Yeah, I like the color combo. It's nice.
And then less stuff in here. But I'm like, look what I got here. I can put my Switch case in here, so I bring that to work and be not protective. And then I just filled it with stuff that I'm not going to carry all the time. One hoodie. Two hoodies. And then I got, I don't know, pens. I got fucking chargers. Here's you never know when you're going to need. Wireless bank. Notepad. Never know.
Is that the spank bank or what? Yeah.
Never know. You're going to need
I guess it does. It supplies
the
spank bank.
Yeah, no, just a bunch of shit that I was like, oh, I just carry like cables for charging different devices. This is not necessary. This is just shit I was going to bring to work because I noticed like, you know, keeping up with the Jones style. I'm like, oh, everybody's got a backpack. When all the managers at my work, I'm like, I should carry one. This would be cool. I'd be a cool guy. And I want a cool, you know, but two things that I think are going to be super handy to have all the time. A comb.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking put on disguise. And then also, this one actually probably is the most important. Floss. Have you been in so many situations where you need a floss?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to carry that on me.
You got a chunk of meat stuck in between your teeth. You're like,
oh, yeah. You're fucking
hurts, dude.
Texas.
Fucking
you're in the thick of it. And then I always keep like an adapter. So actually, this will charge my laptop, but also just different USB and USB-C devices. And then water bottles. Oh, yeah. Keep that fucking thing on me. It was unnecessary, but I felt at the time, I'm like, you know what? Let's just spend double the money and get 2 expensive backpacks. I know you don't like the second one, but I like that.
if fits, you know.
Is it really that bad
insulting.
Looking?
It fits you.
I don't know. Super simple backpack. Walk around with this. Hey, this guy's...
That one just
on.
Tells me, says rob me. I don't know.
I'm a walking mark, so I should get some nickel in there. For everybody to carry. And then the band, we got some new stickers out, so
let's see.
New with our new logos and shit like that, so it's fun. Get that going. We're gonna get some new shirts going on. So this one's probably hard to see.
Zombie green.
Kind of slimer green with the cassette tapes and stuff like that. You know, because we're old school classic, man. And yeah, that was kind of it. So, I don't know. Spent money, had fun, played a show, got pissed off at the staff. And then, you know, that's typical Brian, you know, week, I'd say.
How it goes.
And I'm like, these guys are pissing me off? Question mark?
You're pissing me off?
You're pissing me off? Anyways. So how about a quick topic here? What do you say?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Okay. So this kind of inspired from a recent Rhett Scholl video that I saw. I'm not subscribed to too many guitar channels, but still on the Rhett Scholl train here. So he had like a vlog video thing where he documented going to a gig that Josh Scott from JHS asked, you know, him like, oh, can you do play bass in a jam band at this like a bicycle race marathon deal in like Kansas, Ohio or some shit, wherever he's from. And I'm like, okay, so kind of like a rock and roll marathon type of thing for San Diego people.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, okay, so there's bands on the route. You aren't as a band member, you're in a band. You're not the spectacle. It's the runners. You're just playing music just for, I don't know, the feel of it or whatever. So it was like, oh, Josh Scott was like, oh, let's do like a jam band for like 45-minute set. So he went out there and they took photos and shit like that of the racers and stuff like that. But they also play a set. So Rhett Scholl talked about like, oh, I'm not really a bass player, but I can play bass, obviously. And then it's like, I never really played and they're just jamming. So he's like, I don't obviously never fucking rehearse with these guys. He didn't say fucking, but I did. So it was like, okay, like I kind of want to get a board just for like, what if, you know? So he's like, what if we do this? Or if I want to add this. So he kind of thought of like versatile pedals, some pedals that are like, do like the real niche thing.
Yeah.
And, so one of them being like the HX Stomp. XL, you know, as a main driver. It's like, oh, I have a fuzz pedal that I like, you know, of course, because, you know, everybody's jerking off with fuzz. But it was like, okay, so he got some things going. And then obviously utility pedals and ideas of like a thing like, oh, a tuner, stuff like that. Expression, stuff like that. So it made me think like, oh, that's a cool idea. Obviously, it's not a, like a high pressure gig because like you could see in certain shots, there's like he was trying to like cut those or blend them to like, yeah, don't show the crowd because there's 10 people here. because they're just there for the event, you know?
Yeah.
I think JHS even was like a sponsor of it just to be like, you know, part of he's a bicycle guy, Josh Scott. So it was like, you know, just like an event. Like,
hey, couldn't tell.
Can you come? Why don't you know, hit the bike a little bit more, huh? Give the pedals a little rest. We don't need another clone, huh?
What kind of pedals? He seems like more of a pedal guy and not a pedaling kind of guy, you know? Oh, yeah. He's more of an e-bike kind of guy, you know what I mean?
Us talking shit.
Yeah, look at me.
The chub squad over here.
Yeah.
But still, it's America. I can fucking talk shit if I want to. Free country, huh? Yeah.
It's my party. I can fucking cry if I want to. Also.
I don't know. Is America still free? I don't know. I'm asking. I'm asking you.
I thought this was America.
Yeah. So anyways, so it made me think of this topic. So if you were going to go to like a jam band, and probably perform in front of people, like maybe at a bar or whatever. So not just like, hey, here's a garage. Like you knew you wanted to kind of give them the razzle dazzle. What would be 5 pedals you'd throw on a board?
Well, let's see. Sorry, the rain just started kicking up. I like pause during the headlights. Probably do, how many pedals did you say? 5?
Limit it to 5.
All right.
Yeah, you could always bring the 9-foot longboard and throw every pedal on there.
I'm just trying. I was trying to think.
Which pedals would you bring? All of them. Next question.
Let's look at the. Oh yeah, those.
The answer would be E. All of the above.
Let's see. I'm looking at this mini board. Would be sweet.
Uh-huh.
So carbon copy would make it.
Yeah.
I think I would also do the plexi. So this is if I was playing guitar.
Yeah.
Probably do so the Wampler mini plexi, the carbon copy, that'd be fucking cool. Probably would bring the stomp and have a bunch of shit loaded in there. Yeah. Also. Because if it's going to be an outdoor show, I don't want, you know, the pedals to get ruined, so I probably use my cheaper pedals that I have. Maybe the MXR reverb. And one more. Probably one of these. I'll probably do this boost here. This Jackson Audio Prism.
Okay, yeah, no, that's a super solid selection. So yeah, you get a little bit of everything. Nothing kind of too crazy, but I guess with the HX stomp, that could be like a well.
You could. It's a fallback if like
it's a cheat sheet or whatever cheat mode activated. It's like
if I didn't have that, then I'd probably bring like a chorus or something.
Because I guess you're not gonna know what amp is there either. But it's probably a Fender Hot Rod or AC30.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, I can make these work. Mine's comparable. It'd be actually not comparable at all. I wanted to say carbon copy, but I know you're gonna say that. So I'm like, okay. Carbon copy deluxe would be mine, but I'm like, no. How about this? Obviously, another fan favorite over here. Is a Line 6 Echo Park delay.
Ooh.
Just keep it on analog or tape. Are those two of my faves there? But the digital mode is pretty good too. But I'm more of a classic, man. Obviously, can you tell the fucking full grain leather, baby? Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So I'd go
freaking
analog.
Steampunk. That's what we're going to be seeing next for me.
Oh, do you see this fucking watch, dude? Look at that watch band?
Not the like band. Brass glasses and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some Ray-Bans that I'm looking at that are more classic style.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I start getting these, and you're like, God damn it, Brian. Johnny was like, oh, he's going Doughboy. I'm like, okay. Yeah, you got to take a dig every time at me? I'm like, he's like, no, that was what they would
Doughboy
say.
Is a World War One thing.
I know. I'm like, all right, take it easy, pal. I lost 10 pounds, huh? Keto.
God damn, we got some bullies in the room. What the fuck?
Oh, my fat friend over here, he's a doughboy. And he's like, yeah, obviously, everybody could tell.
Look at him.
He's surprisingly light on his feet, like Jackie Gleason. He's got Chris Farley level of athletics. And then I got two drives on here. Watch this drive. A Wampler Tumnus, that mini guy.
I love that. The war on terror will not succeed. Whatever. Now watch this drive.
Watch this drive. Are you ready for some football?
I think I brought it up before, but there's pictures of that guy all over this town.
Mm.
He must have gone, you know, multiple times on tour through here.
There must be a golf course in town that he liked.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of golf courses, but I always see him at pictures in like restaurants.
Yeah.
There's that one restaurant that has two of them.
Yeah.
Two pictures of them.
They got some good sandwiches over there. That
old See, GW I mean, at the end of the day, you could be a war criminal and still have a nice something to eat.
Yeah. Down town. So. You could always just come down and just have a good chicken parm and then go fuck up some country.
Anyways.
Wampler Tumnus. It's a clone. You know, people use them as a boost, but I think, I always like that. You can get some actually pretty good grit out of that bad boy. But you would stack it with another, had to do it to him. It's boring. Ibanez Tube Screamer Mini. Stacking both of those? Come on. Oh, yeah.
Stack and jack, baby. Stack and then jack.
Boring, but damn. You just stack both of those. Even if you had like a super clean amp, it'd be fine. It'd be good time with that. And then I do the Boss Fender FRV1. That's always just
oh damn
easy going, built like a tank.
I just play loud enough that I get natural reverb no matter where I'm at.
I always play in empty venues, so I get tons of reverb.
I always play in the Grand Canyon, so I get that natural reverb.
It's like the hover round video, but it's you with your PV.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking like, oh, I need some like modulation or some type of like, you know, something, a little razzle dazzle. And I'm like, okay, you know what?
Shake would and bake, baby.
Easy. And then it would just be fun to fuck with is a wah. So give me a Dunlop mini wah. There's the one that has the auto shut off. So I'd probably give me an excuse.
Is it the bass wah? What are the frequencies on that? Would that one fuck it up?
Does it as well? I think it would be fine, but just the fact that it says bass, I'm like, I can't use it on guitar. It says it on the... I would get arrested. Sorry.
What if it's bass, actually, like a fish, and they just... That's a signature. They made it for a fish, actually.
And then I play it, and they're like, sorry. Show me the fins, pal.
Yeah.
Get some scales on that? No.
Yeah, get the scales. God
I'll
damn
get the,
it,
the major scale. It's like, no, we're talking about that. Where's your gills?
Yeah.
Anyways, so I would just do probably the Dunlop mini wah, the new one.
You're finished.
Yeah.
Get it?
You finish him.
Yes. Yes.
And then, that would be my board. Quick, what about a guitar? What would you bring? We just talked about how there's cool ones I want to steal from you. What would be the one that you would use for the jam gig?
I'd probably do the Seafoam one.
Super Strat.
Yeah, probably bring that because that would be, that would be no problem. I mean,
because
I built it myself, so I know those solder joints ain't going to break. Worst solder jobs probably ever.
I got that one, man. I'm good for it.
Yeah, I think I'd probably do that.
Have you ever played anything? Because now I see it in shot. So sorry, audio listeners. That P bass, have you ever played it on any recordings or did you just assemble it and you're like, we're done?
Yeah, I haven't done a. No, I have not played it as a comparison to see which one sounds better. Or yeah, actually, not even to record.
That's
I've recorded with the Grabber and the T40, and I think those are cool in their own way. But the P bass, when I'm like recently like recording the kind of pop punk thing that I'm doing, like that's the fucking bass.
Always just works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I've talked about it. It's repeat, remix. It's a jazz bass. I love that, and it's a great sound. And then the Birdo bass, really cool sound with the humbucker, low output. But I'm like, you know what always works? P bass. It just always works. I'm like, this is, like, my first bass, and it's still the one I go to. That's what I gigged with the other night. I'm like, yep, this is all right. Sometimes it just always fits. It's like, oh, if you have more control over mix, maybe you can use the jazz bass or Birdo. And I'm like, yeah, you know what always just works? Fucking P bass. Because most people are just like, all right, we're going to ham fist your mix. Here we go.
Yeah. This is what you get.
Enough bass, but still enough to cut. Guitar I would use would be one that has all the options. It would be my Nutter guitar, the Astro Captain. I don't have it within shot to bring here. Maybe I'll put a little picture right here for video listeners, but it has the three humbuckers, has all the routing options and splitting and all the coils and inner outer that you could want. So you might just get like fucked up in the settings. I'm like, oh god, I'm gonna keep this going, and then while you're tapping on pedals and then you just playing the wrong key. For me,
oh,
I would,
god, yes.
You know, like
god damn it, I don't know. I'm sure some people do that, you know, bring all their gear, then they're playing the wrong fucking, we've seen it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not, like, dude, you are off.
Yeah. It's like Dance Revolution up there.
Yeah.
And they're hitting all their pedals. I'm like, I need to hit everyone once.
Your wah is on. Your wah is on. That's why it sounds like shit.
Guilty as charged. Yeah. I've done that.
Well, I've come across that even in like pedal boards of doom. You're like, they're setting up and they're gonna hit the first note. Like, what the fuck? Going through, they're talking about going through all their pedal connections and all this stuff. What pedal's on? Fucking wah.
Yeah, I remember like just like re-EQing my amp. Now this is another remix story, repeating it. I'm like, what the fuck? And then realizing my mini wah was clicked on, and it didn't have a light, didn't have the auto off function, and that was at that point. I'm like, and I had to reset everything back, which is easier because it was all just to the middle, straight up. Yeah, because that's how I am, straight up.
Straight up.
And but it was just like, God damn it, this is. I'm like, I'm finding one that has an auto off function. Before Dunlop did it, that's when I got the fucking. Well, I don't even remember what that pedal was.
Chihuahua?
Chihuahua. Yeah. you remember it because it was a dumbass name.
Yeah, that's exactly what. You're like, Chihuahua?
Yeah. And it was the one where it's like an opposite function where you push down like you were pushing down on a boss pedal. But like, yeah. It worked and it did what I needed to because I'm not like a wah aficionado that I'm like, oh, I need to have everything to feel to my fingers and the expression. I'm like, no, I just needed to do sound.
Yeah. It just sounds like shit. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And a great, great pedal. But I'm like, so that my board would give me the option to buy the new hotness from Dunlop that has the auto off function, the spring to turn it off. I'm like, yeah, well, you should have done that for the first fucking place. But anyways. But yeah, there's a quick little topic here, and I'm sure, I mean, obviously, both of us, we would just crush it at the fucking, the gig.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Whatever scenario it was going to be.
Yeah. They're like, oh, shit, Jimi Hendrix is on bass? What's going on over here? What the
fuck? Look at this guy. He's doing a jam band for 45 minutes. Cool. Look at this. This is fun. No lyrics.
Oh, shit. No vocals. Neil Peart's on fucking bass. Oh, yeah. Guitar. Oh, shit.
Let's go.
Oh shit! Is that Derek Jeter on bass? He's so good.
Michael Jordan on bass.
Just big. He is the Michael Jordan of bass.
Of bass, but you're playing guitar. Oh, he's the Michael Jordan of bass. Too bad he's on guitar though. Those extra strings fuck him up.
He's really good.
He sounds like he's a bass player. God damn.
Damn, I bet Michael Jordan just actually really good. He's. No one knows. He's just really good on bass. He's like I am the Michael Jordan of bass.
Still. He makes himself a good bass player. Just so he can talk shit on everybody. Anyways, let's bring it in for landing.
Well, yeah.
So I just want to say thank you for tuning in to the Tone Jerks podcast. Another late episode. Sorry about that. Schedule this week got me jammed up. That's me. It was all me. I'm jammed up. Everybody's jamming me up. We got the fucking bartenders. You got the fucking sound guy. All in my fucking case. I thought I was being fucking cool, but no. Anyways. So, thank you for tuning in. Yeah. I'm the dickhead. All right. Okay. I thought we were boys. The whole time, I didn't even say, in the shot here. Like,
oh, damn.
Oh, look at this shirt.
Sweet shirt, dude. You can fit back into that thing. Looks good.
Actually, yes. That's kind of one reason I put it on. I'm like, check me out. Look at them playing without a pilot merch. Yeah. The shop's still live, even though the band's on. We're not even on hiatus. Kyle's cooking over there. He's getting new songs for playing without a pilot, and I'm doing nothing but, fitting into my old shirts. So, So, what was I going to say? Thank you for tuning into the Tone Jerks podcast. If you like what you hear, you can follow along on social media. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. We're on Instagram at the Tone Jerks, posting cool shit on the reg. We're on YouTube, posting video podcasts and some vlogs later on. Eventually, I'll get to it. We got the video podcast over there, which some people really like. So, I don't know. Sometimes videos just fucking take off. I'm like, all right, cool. We're just two guys sitting on our chairs talking to each other. But hey, that's better than the audio experience, apparently. So check that out. Give us a sub, give us a dumb. And then if you really like the show, you can help support us on Patreon for as little, what we should do is just start dancing every once in a while. Different poses.
Yeah. Just put a disco ball in here.
Oh, we should get different props for our rooms for the video to make it more interesting.
Props? Oh, I got guitars that I don't play.
No. I want more stuff like lasers. I want fucking smoke fog machines. Sales car, used car sales of the wacky balloon man.
Yeah, the wacky waveable inflatable tube man.
Yeah, the tube man. We need both of those behind us. But anyway, so we get the YouTube channel. Give us a sub over there. If you like the show, really like the show, you can help support us on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. But if you double down for $2 a month, you get an extra episode every week. And then I got the cops over here. They're like, whoa, guys, we got to subscribe. How do we do that?
Yeah, I had to check. Wait, is that outside my house? No, it's just Brian.
They're going to kick down the door.
Someone got murdered down the street. It's
they're going to kick down the door. I'm like, what are these great episodes that you have?
Well, how do I support the show?
How do I get bonus content? Well, let me tell you, officer. Why don't you have a seat there? Hands behind your back where I can see him. Just like whatever. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. For $2 a month, you get an extra episode every week. You get a bonus episode, you know, different from the main episode. And if there's a week that we don't get to the main for whatever reason, you know, Kyle, he's, you know, playing his solos and he gets carried off on everybody's shoulders to God knows where. And I can't find him for a couple of days. We still make time to record the Patreon bonus.
Yeah. So when the Dalai Lama hears about my fucking amazing solos and I have to go play for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, in Tibet. Or no, he's not in Tibet. He's somewhere else. But yeah.
Yeah. Tibet, he's somewhere else. Boom, got him. But we still get the Patreon going. And as of right now, we have 10 more episodes of Patreon than we do on the main. So you get more bonus content.
You're still talking about this shit? Can I read these names?
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm just trying to sell it. I'm not, you know, always be closing, right?
Yeah. ACAB, bro.
Yeah.
Wait.
ACAB.
I'm going to try.
All Kyles are bastards.
Yep.
All Kyles are beautiful. I like that. You got to build your boys up. So, yeah, check out Patreon. We got that. But just for the support, we want to give you all a huge shout out, a sizable acknowledgement. You got a list over there, Kyle?
Got it right here.
Why don't you give it to...
I have Andrew Walsh from Andrew's Alcove and Red 4, his synth project. Got a Abe Newman, Michael Newman, Nicholas Payson, Nicholas Ogburn, Doug King, Doug Chris from 37FX, Masters of the Cinematic Universe, also the Justice Presley podcast. Got Joe from the Like My Network. He's a kingpin over there, running Masters of the Cinematic Universe, also the Justice Presley podcast. Got Will Lehue from Just Surprise Me, Energy Weapon, Sharing Maps, Our Chainsaw Cabal. Guy's a busy, busy bee.
Mm-hmm.
When I say busy, busy bee, I mean busy, busy bitch. You got Tony DeGraw from Texas State Boggle Champs.
Rude.
Have I made that joke already? I think I have. Teletalks. RJ Smith over there, Televised Neon is his synth project.
Mm-hmm.
He's always looking out for the boys when there's a free deal. Plugins.
Yeah.
Or when he's telling you to don't buy stupid shit.
Yeah, checking in with him before a new
but then he goes and buys stupid shit. So
because he doesn't check in with us.
He needs an RJ in his life.
We check in with him. Yeah. He's his RJ in life.
just kidding. Jamie Davis, Johnny Ray, Steve Rao from 60 Cycle Hum. The H is important. If not, it takes you to some lemon party page, pretty much.
Yeah.
Make sure to do that. Kevin Equitz from Equitz Guitars. Co Schneider from the band Night Tides out of Smashville, Gashville, Dashville. Nashville, Tennessee. Gashers. Alvaro Viramontes. Brian Nutter of Nutter Guitars. Mel Chipson of Chipson Guitars. Sean Arbo from Gun Street Wiring Shop. Sean Fahey from Shadowhounds, the band out of San Antonio. We got Sean Wright from Lollygagger Effects and How to Fucking Solder on YouTube. Juan Ortiz from Tone Hungry Effects. Mike Oxbig. Oops. No. Yeah. I skipped. I'm like, what? Where did I lost it.
Well, I'm just still thinking
it. I lost it. It's
of,
not
like,
big enough.
Nashville.
Oh, man. My thigh slapper.
Well,
I tuck
like
it in.
Bashville. And they all have parties. And then Dashville. And they all have, like, their second job is DoorDash.
Pretty good.
You're like, yes, quite.
So we've done all these before.
Sashville, and they all just sashay around all day.
Yeah.
No, we didn't do that.
Not that one, no.
Hashville,
and
hash browns. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, or they're just fucking, you know. And I think it's the easy one. Was like, oh, hash. They're all have hash.
Oh, they're just hashing it out. Actually, they're all like fucking.
Well, they're all just sitting in a circle and talking.
They are beef. Yeah. You done? You ruined my almost perfect score.
Well, there's Stashville, and it's Stash. Everybody has mustaches, but Tashville, could that also be mustache?
Hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good. I think we've done Stashville.
Yeah, so. But there's Nashville, and then what is the N stand for? N64, obviously.
Oh,
we all playing fucking N64s. Imagine if you enter Nashville and there's like, here's your complimentary N64. Have a good time. Donkey Kong Country, for some reason, long game.
Yeah. That.
And then you move on.
Those games, though, they're the same level every time. Like.
Okay. All right.
Side-scroller. Right, okay.
How about you need to Dashville with that take?
I used to play Metroid. I had that game. Like, whatever one for Game Boy.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just kept going around in circles in that game. I don't know.
God, because that game really weeds out the dumbasses.
Mike Oxbig, Denny Wacton, Zach Hale, Eric Merrill from YouTube, Instagram, the Movie Podium Podcast. He's doing a lot of shit over there.
Oh, yeah.
He's a busy G, and that's just a busy guy. Scott Hamilton from the Effects Loop Podcast, Matthew Fenslaw, Matthew Davis, Chase Stevens, and Pete from over there. And that is the list.
All right. We'll see you next time. Love you.
Bye.